Today's GeoQuiz takes us into the heart of London. We're looking for a much-visited historic square. It's the one named after an 1805 British naval victory. The square has fountains and statues, including a big one of Admiral Nelson with four lions at his feet. Then there's something called the Fourth Plinth. It's really just an empty stone pedestal, but in the past 3 months, some 2,400 people have taken turns standing on top of it for an hour each. It was part of an art experiment called the Fourth Plinth Project. Some gave speeches, others danced or threw things to people below. Some wore costumes, some wore nothing at all. We'll sample some of that show, but first we're looking for the name of this famous square. The answer's coming up. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All right, time to step up with the answer to our GeoQuiz. The answer is Trafalgar Square in London. The square is known for its bronze lions and statues, but it's an empty stone plinth or pedestal that had people talking lately. It played a central part in a three-month-long art project. For the past 100 days, different people stepped up onto the fourth plinth for an hour at a time. It happened round the clock. The volunteers were invited to do anything they liked as long as it was legal. Here's how Anthony Gormley put it. He's the artist who came up with the idea.
The most exciting thing that I think as an artist is this will and taste for participation. Art is no longer unique and very precious objects of high price that are kept locked in temples of cultural high value. I think that people really are using the space of art to ask serious questions. What do we care about? Where are we going?
2,400 people in all took turns standing on the fourth plinth. Sandy Nairn was one of them. He's director of the National Portrait Gallery. So what did he do up on the plinth?
Well, I took a sketchbook. I thought I'd never get a chance to draw that view again, so I spent my hour sketching.
So there he was up on the plinth as people strolled by, creating art and being art.
I was part of an art project, and I was very happy to be one little part of it. I mean, there was clearly some tremendous inventiveness. I mean, I only saw a fragment of it, but every now and again one would encounter doing something kind of rather magical in one form or another.
Some used their hour of fame haranguing anyone who cared to listen. Others pitched their resumes. Some pontificated on the nature of art. Others danced around on the plinth or just sat and stared. Here's a small sampling.
I dressed up as a massive butterfly and danced to various wildlife-themed songs in the middle of the night.
Did you pollinate any flowers?
No, there's been a few bees. I was replaced by a bee, so she did some pollination, but no, I just danced.
I was on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was raising awareness for a new kidney unit at Birmingham Children's Hospital.
What were you singing, sir?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
You get the idea. Trafalgar Square's fourth plinth, a pedestal that was designed to hold a king or commander, gave ordinary people a chance to become art, at least for an hour.